You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and this is Ashley. You're on 570 KLIF. A lot of y'all joined us last week for the first show. If you're just now joining for the first time, welcome. Glad to have you. If not, this is our second show, and it's many of several shows that I'll be on Sunday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m. A lot of y'all know my background already, so I won't go into all that. But, you know, I'm a certified master life coach, the author of Live Your True Life. And if you know Spanish, you can also check it out on Viva La Vida Videra. Both of those are on Amazon.com. You can actually check out the excerpts. They're also on the digital format, too, on Amazon and iTunes. But I also put out a really cool blog that's different from the book because it changes every day. And you can find that on liveyourtruelife.org. So you can go on the net at www.liveyourtruelife.org. Cool thing about it is if you've checked it out lately, you'll know that those blogs coincide with the show. And a lot of times I will upload those on Friday, and I already get a lot of comments and thoughts from listeners. So if you look at the blog recent one, it's Don't Be an Observer and Propel Your Life Forward by Being Mindful. You'll know exactly what we're going to be talking about tonight. There's also a landing page that 570KLIF has on their website, and that is 570KLIF.com. And you can type that in, and you can also type in Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on that same site. It'll bring it up, and you can be listening to it if you want to get out of the car and you don't want to listen to it in the car, or if you don't have a radio, you can listen to it right there, and it'll stream live. The cool thing is, in about a week, I'm going to have the old shows from last week and this week up on the website, the liveyourtruelife.org website, and if I get a little help, I'm going to have a really cool video feed to show live what's going on in the studio, and I think it would be kind of fun because we can have some outtakes with it and joke around, and you can see kind of all the screw-ups and all the fun that's actually going on here. So that should be a lot of fun. But let's get to this. You know, the show's name, I named it Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Well, you know, because that's my name. But I came up with the idea of perspectives because, you know, we as humans all have our own thoughts on things. We all have our own, you know, takes, the way that we kind of tune into an idea. And none of us really feel or think the same at all. We hear things completely different, and we kind of assume things completely different as well. And so perspectives is about finding out other people's perspectives. So, for example, on our last show, James Rose, Fox News reporter, was on here, and he gave us some of his perspective. And I think the cool thing is that you actually get to see behind the scenes someone that you let in on, you know, every night at 10 o'clock at night, you let him into your homes and you hear about the latest investigation. And sometimes I think it's actually pretty cool to know a little bit more about the person that you're letting into your home. I mean, how many years have you watched Fox and you watch him and you listen to his reports, but you really don't know a lot about him as a person? Also, you know, you take Jake Busey. I mean, a lot of people probably didn't know half of the films he's been in. He's an amazing actor. And also, you wouldn't have known things that, those things don't come on TMZ. You know, things that are actually really true to the heart. You're not going to hear that stuff on TMZ or anything like that. So you'll hear it right here on Perspectives. So keep it tuned here every Sunday, and I would really much appreciate it. Next week and following, we're going to be talking about all kinds of different things. And a lot of it's going to be around, you know, you finding and how to live your own true life. And that's why I'm very thankful for 570 KLIF for putting me on the air, because I want to help you live your true life. And that's what's really important, is because you can have everything in the world, but if you're not happy, what do you really have? And so I can help you figure out how to be happy, how to change things to work for you, how to remove barriers and boundaries to your success. It's really not hard, but it just takes the knowledge to know how to do it. And it also just takes practice. I'm sure you can do both of those. So we're actually going to cover an idea on not being an observer. A lot of times we live our lives by watching, for example, reality shows. And a lot of us watch the Kardashians. besides that, MTV Cribs and MTV Rehab and all kinds of different shows. And we get to watch other people live their life, whether good or not so good. You know, on a side basis, though, a lot of times we live our life just like that. We're not really living. We're observing our life from a distance. Kind of like watching the game. If you're not in the game, you're not playing the game, you're watching it from the sidelines. So a lot of us watch our lives from the sidelines, and we really just don't get into it. And the reason for that is because we're not being very mindful. I think a lot of us kind of go through the motions. When you're able to realize what you're doing and that you're actually truly going through the motions, you can kind of change that behavior. And like I said, first step would be to go out and get the book, Live Your True Life. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on liveyourtruelife.org. Check it out. Read it. And I think it's going to resonate with you. And at that point in time, just kind of reread and then practice. And I swear to you, it's going to work. So just take the moment right now. You know, take a breath. Breathe. Take a moment to observe what you're doing this very minute. I know you're listening to Perspectives with me, but what else are you really doing? You know, are you reading? I hope you're not reading, though, if you're in the car. But if you're listening to this online, are you reading? Are you thinking about perhaps getting your car repaired? Are you thinking about picking up the kids at school on Monday and how you're going to, you know, move the work and the schedule around to do that? Are you thinking about Friday's meeting that placed more responsibilities on you than you already needed? You're already overworked. You might be thinking about paying bills for this, you know, this upcoming month and that what's due. It can be kind of stressful. Are you updating your Facebook page or your LinkedIn? You know, it's very easy to slip out of the mindful mind and into the thinking mind. Being mindful involves bringing one's awareness, you know, back from the past and away from the future and bringing it into this present moment. You know, because a lot of times we can think about the things that happened, you know, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. Or we can think about the future, whether the same, good, bad, or indifferent. But really, what do either of those do? You know, the thinking mind is really preoccupied with thoughts from the past and really always the thoughts from the future. It takes you out of the present moment, it takes you out of reality, and it puts you into a holding pattern. And in order for us to live our true life, we must really work on getting out of the thinking mind and moving into that mindful mind. When you are mindful, you have that constant awareness in all situations. You know, like everything's firing, all your feelings, all your thoughts. You can feel the situation. You see who's coming around you. You see the situation for how it is. And when you're aware of your surroundings, you're able to experience them with clarity and truth. And it's so important because when we just go through the motions, you're not even there. You're not even present. And sometimes you'll even hear people probably tell you, hey, I was waving at you 100 times or I beat my horn at you. You know, you never even saw me. And it's because you're in a totally different world. You're not even paying attention to what's going on around you. Quite honestly, you know, whether it's you're listening to your headphones, or you're thinking about something, it's really not the same as living. Because living our lives are very interesting and they're colorful lives. And it's something that needs to be kind of taken. You know, take the gift that you have and do something with it. I think when you decide that you no longer want to be that spectator in your life, you become this active participant in life that really, you know, you really see things for how they are and you really find things that you really love and you cherish. And that's so important because otherwise things get really old. And, you know, this seems like the older we get, the more everything just doesn't seem cool anymore. You know, you go through the motions and you drive to work, you go here, you go there, you go to the same bar, you go to the same thing. But in actuality, those things can still be good again. And it's just about the way that you live them. And if you're part of it and you're really in the middle of it and you're just moving and shaking and just going with the flow and really experiencing it and taking that incessant thought and that mind incessant thought attitude out of your mind, you can really be a real key player in your own life. When we're thinking about the thinking mind, we have all these attached ideas and thoughts and predisposed ideas. And those things we're going to talk about here in a second. We're lucky again tonight. James Rose has decided to join us. I don't know if y'all remember, James is a 2-time Emmy Award winner and a Katy Award winner. That's pretty neat stuff. And he was born in New Orleans, and so he has a boat actually out there, a sailboat, that is docked out at Lake Pontchartrain. And him and three friends that he's known for 30-some-odd years started a journey on Saturday morning around the 7 a.m. time frame, decided to sail from there to Florida, I believe Pensacola. When we come back after this break, we're going to find out what's going on this trip and see how James is doing. So stay tuned and let's find out how he is.